From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are considering the imposition of a tax on short-term rentals such as Airbnb. A newly formed subcommittee on the subject held its first meeting September 24. The supervisors discussed how to proceed with creating the tax and contracting with a company that provides municipalities with resources to implement and enforce rules on short-term rentals. According to a report provided by the committee, Columbia County received 14,000 guests from May 25th through September 3rd, and most of the guests were from New York City. More than 360 county residents rented their homes during that time, making more than $2.5 million over the summer, or an average of $4,847 per host. Under state law, only county and city governments can impose a lodging tax on short-term rentals. The city of Hudson currently has a 4% lodging tax in place, which includes residential short-term rentals. The subcommittee will take a look at Dutchess County, which collects a 4% bed tax, and Ulster County, which signed a tax agreement with Airbnb last year, and then decide on how to proceed with imposing a similar levy in Columbia County. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has honored Assistant Columbia County District Attorney Ryan Carty and Joyce Crawford with Special Service Awards for outstanding enforcement efforts in support of the Environmental Conservation Police. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos and DEC Executive Deputy Commissioner Kenneth Lynch presented Joyce and Ryan with their awards during a ceremony held September 12th at Empire State Plaza. The DA's office was given the award in acknowledgement of its help with several cases during the past 2 years, including the case of Environmental Conservation Officer James Davey and the successful prosecution of a deer poaching case in Chatham earlier this year that resulted in more than $16,000 in fines, as well as the convictions of four people on 15 criminal counts. And in June, the DA's office had a significant role in the seizure of nearly 100 illegal wildlife products, resulting in four convictions in addition to criminal and civil penalties. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The director of operations for Hunter Mountain, Bruce Transu, is leaving after 36 years to become the general manager of the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center. Bel Air made the announcement and Hunter Mountain confirmed Transu's resignation September 26. According to the statement from Hunter Mountain, and I quote, Mr. Transu has been an integral part of Hunter Mountain's history and success for the past 36 years. While we are sad to see him go, we are happy for his new opportunity, end quote. The Olympic Regional Development Authority, Bel Air's owner, approached Transu with the job offer 4 weeks ago. Transu will assume his new duties managing day-to-day operations and the oversight of Bel Air's capital projects beginning next week. Transu hopes the new experience will be as memorable as the time he spent working at Hunter Mountain. He said, and I quote, the mountain grew. My kids grew, I certainly grew, and my hairline certainly shrunk. It's time to say goodbye and start another challenge that we can only hope will be as enjoyable and memorable as the one here, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman the town of Ulster has shut down its email system due to a computer virus. The system will remain secured until a determination is made about whether the virus has been eliminated. Supervisor James Quigley said the problem began September 19th and was thought to have been resolved last weekend. He said of what's being affected by the virus, and I quote, it's the entire town system, end quote. Quigley said contact lists in several Outlook programs were accessed and the virus has been spamming those user addresses, and I quote, and they've been trying to pick other data off our network and transfer it out, end quote. Quigley said antivirus software was successful in stopping the virus from obtaining personal data, but has proven stubborn and keeps recurring. The reinfection was so severe that no one could get any work done because the performance of the individual computers were degrading, Quigley said. Quigley has advised that anyone receiving an email from the town of Ulster refrain from opening any attachments. There is currently no estimate on when the problem will be resolved. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.